thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wild Virginia Virtual Coffee Talk. I'm your host, Katie, and data centers in Virginia have become a focal point of concern due to their environmental impact. So these facilities, which house servers and other IT equipment, consume vast amounts of energy to ensure seamless operations. So the energy demand of data centers contributes to carbon emissions and strains on local power grids. And the cooling systems required to maintain temperatures within these centers can lead to water usage issues. So today we have Paige Westlink on the podcast to discuss the important work that the Virginia Sierra Club chapter is doing related to the topic. So Paige, thank you so much for joining.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
So I thought that we could start. I'd love to hear about your journey and your background coming into the Sierra Club.
Yeah, absolutely. I was a big time nature girl growing up, which I think is probably a very common story.
You're in great company.
Yeah, there we go. So I was a big nature girl growing up. It's so funny because my manager, I think, is the only person in the environmental field that does not enjoy nature. and I love it. But he always makes fun of me. But yeah, I grew up, you know, hiking, playing outside, whatever I could do to be outside, I would be outside. And that just kind of evolved into studying environmental studies in college. And I actually ended up double majoring in sociology, which is really what pushed me towards the Sierra Club, because we're very people focused with our work. A lot of what we do is centered around how we can ensure that people are not being left out of the conversation, especially those most vulnerable when we talk about the environment. So that sociology side is really what got me to be passionate about the work that I do now. It's a really great marriage between environmental and basically humanity. And yeah, I get to every day work with both of those topics in a very cool and real way. It's not always the most uplifting stuff, but we do our best. And yeah, before Sierra Club, it was pretty much all environmental stuff. I did door to door at one point, raising money to ban polystyrene in Virginia. That was interesting, but everything has been pretty much environmentally focused. So
yeah, I mean, you're speaking my love language, because when I was in college, I loved to be outside. I loved to hike and camp. And I sort of was introduced to environmental issues through things like polystyrene and plastics and trying to reduce single-use plastic. And that's kind of how I found Wild Virginia. So talking about the data center issue, Northern Virginia has the largest concentration of these in the world, with over 25 million square feet in operation and much more in development. So for our listeners who might not be in tune with this issue, what exactly is a data center?
Yeah, I think you really put it well in the beginning when you were talking about that they're just basically big computers is how I would like to describe them. They store all of our data. So if you send a text message, if you open Netflix, whatever you might be doing, it has to be somewhere in the cloud, right? And so the data centers are really what store all that information. They're what hold the cloud. And they're very, very important to everyday functions. So we do need them. But unfortunately, they require such a huge amount of energy, like you were saying. They are energy hogs. My volunteers love saying energy hogs. Very smart people, but they love saying energy hogs. They're big water suckers too, because, you know, when you're using your computer and the computer gets super hot and, you know, it's like even hot on your legs when you're working on it, well, they need to be cooled down because these are technically massive computers. So they have to have a cooling system. This requires a lot of water. And we're seeing issues with that because the water that they require sometimes are pulled from our local water sources. We can get into that more later. But yeah, they're essentially big computers that require a lot of water, a lot of energy. And then they also need backup generators to ensure that they stay powered on. There are ways to make backup generators more healthy for people in the environment, like battery storage. But right now, they're primarily utilizing diesel fuel, which, as we know, is horrible for our health. And they have to run these things to test them to make sure they're working, obviously. So we get pollution that way. And then in addition to that, the energy that is powering these data centers across Virginia, the way that Dominion has it proposed, is through fossil fuel energy. And that's a huge issue in itself, because we need a lot of fossil fuel energy in order to power these bad boys. So becoming a huge issue in Virginia specifically, mostly because of what you said. I mean, we have Loudoun is the data center capital of the world, arguably, Loudoun, Virginia. We have 70% of the world's internet that goes through Loudoun alone. And we're looking down the barrel of 300 data center projects being proposed and slash approved for development across Virginia in the coming years. And that's, I don't know how useful it is to really talk about square footage, but the amount of data centers that are approved for development across our state total to over 200 million square feet at this point.
Wow. Well, and you know, Wild Virginia, while we don't work on this issue, we obviously fight fossil fuel infrastructure. We care about water. And, you know, I love that hearing kind of what your background was with, you know, humans and how we sort of relate to nature. I mean, this is a big issue because, like you said, we kind of need these things to function in our current daily society. But so you kind of really honed in on what the environmental and sustainability challenges are associated with building and operating these things. So knowing that they're fueled by diesel currently, what are some more effective strategies to have these centers operate in a more efficient way?
Yeah, I mean, I think we say it over and over again, but we have an opportunity in Virginia to really be a leader on data centers. And that can look like so many different things. Whether or not the people in charge want to make those decisions is up to, you know, us to really push them and them also to make the good decisions. But we have an opportunity here to be implementing clean energy, requiring clean energy, requiring energy efficiency so that these run more efficiently, don't have to utilize as much energy in the first place. We have things that we can do that we can put in place. But the issue that we've run into in Virginia specifically is that we have a utility monopoly. Dominion Energy oversees the majority of our state and our energy. We don't get to choose where our energy comes from. So if a data center comes to Virginia, that means Dominion has to power that data center. Whatever business may come to Virginia, Dominion automatically has to power that business. Data centers right now have just been able to fast track themselves across our state. It happened so fast. I don't even think any of us could have seen it coming. They were so sneaky about it. But now there's all these projects approved. Dominion is required to power them. The problem that's happening is that Dominion released this statement that essentially said, hey, because of all these data centers, we have to build this many fossil fuel plants across our state. I think it was like 7 fossil fuel plants.
Wow.
And what we know about fossil fuel plants historically is that they're placed in poor communities, they're placed in Black and Brown communities, and that is historically what happens in our state. So what we're looking at here is an injustice to people and a massive amount of increased pollution for our entire state. And then on top of that, the problem is Dominion has written it into law that they can pass on construction costs to ratepayers and development costs to ratepayers. So these new pollution plants, people will be paying for them. It's an interesting situation because I don't know about you, but I think it's total BS that people have to pay for the pollution that they're breathing. When we have access to clean energy, we have the ability to be smarter. We have the opportunity to be a leader in data center development. And instead we're choosing to take this route that hurts people in the environment and costs people a bunch of money. So it's an interesting situation that we're in. And it's really an opportunity to call on our decision makers to put safeguards in place so that Dominion can't do this, and also to call on Dominion to do a better job.
Well, we're also no stranger to the fight with Dominion. I mean, the Atlantic Coast Pipeline was a big part of Wild Virginia's work over the last decade. And so we will talk about ways that people can plug themselves in a little bit later, but let's talk a little bit more about how the cost of this infrastructure will be borne not by the data industry, but local communities, both through environmental impacts and their monthly utility bills. Now, one of the calls people are putting out is that they're supposed to help the job economy, or so they say, but the ratepayer is taking on that huge cost. So help us debunk that myth a little bit more.
For sure. I love that we're going to talk about this. LOL. They are not the promised land or the promised business that they make themselves out to be. They are data centers. They don't really provide that many jobs at the end of the day. Whatever jobs that are provided, I think sometimes they cite like, oh, the construction jobs, you know, we'll have trade people have opportunities for jobs that way. It's just so funny to me because I'm like, okay, and then you are done with construction and then what happens? And also they get to choose, you know, who is building this. So it's not guaranteed that they would bring people in from the locality necessarily. It's just such a ridiculous, the job argument cracks me up. And then the other problem, just to touch on the whole data centers are great for our locality false promise thing. The issue is that I'm very, very nervous and very scared about us relying so much on one singular sector for our revenue for a locality, especially these smaller localities. Southwest Virginia is looking into data centers and really pushing it for tax revenue benefits. You know, there are places like Caroline County who have, you know, their board of supervisors just proposed a massive, I think it was like 10 million square feet. They're a smaller locality. And the problem is that when you rely on one sector, it's volatile. It's not a smart investment for the people of that area, because if that business decides to jump ship, and which they can absolutely do anytime they want, these places are left high and dry. And we've seen this before. We've already made this mistake. I would hate to see us make it again. It looks like we are, but we already made this mistake with coal. When we had coal come in and people relied on coal, and then coal, they left these towns, they left them high and dry, and now we're still picking up those pieces. And it is not the beautiful, wonderful promise that I think they really like to push to localities to get these things approved. So that's an issue. And then the transmission lines required, like we have to build new transmission lines, which carries our energy, essentially. I think that's a good way of putting it, it just carries energy. Transmission lines, the new fossil fuel plants, all of that, those are going to be rolled up and placed on your monthly utility bill as a rider, whatever it might be. And we will be paying for those things. It's not fair for Virginia. And like I said before, going back to how, you know, 70% of the world's internet goes through Loudoun County alone, these data centers aren't just for Caroline County. Like if there's a data center in Caroline County, that's not just for Caroline County residents. That's, you know, Amazon Web Services, it might be. That's for the world's internet. And so it is insane to me to have people in Virginia paying for the world's internet. It makes no sense. Amazon Web Service should be paying those fees. That's the way that it should go. And also, same with the water. I mean, we're paying with our water. These are coming from local water supplies, which where they have them, a lot of the time are drought areas. Caroline County deals with drought, and they were talking about getting water from a local water source, the Rappahannock River. The Rappahannock River, there's like no water in the Rappahannock River. We went to the Board of Supervisors meeting when they were talking about this, and we were just cracking up because we were like, the Rappahannock is maybe 2 or 3 feet of water most of the time. It's really not that much water. So they were talking about that as like a backup water source for them. And then I think just to give you a perspective of how much water it is that people are really, you know, just so they have an idea of it, I think it was like 365,000 gallons for that 10 million square foot data center a day. So 365,000 gallons to begin with. And something that I want to mention in relation to the water is you could tell that the vibe in the room was like, what the hell, that's a lot of water, from the community members. And it was concerning because Amazon Web Service came back with, well, we have this water reuse technology where the water can be reused. And then they go on to make it seem really great. But actually what we found out is that only 25% of that water actually can be reused. So it's essentially a Band-Aid. And it's concerning because that is another hidden cost in addition to that, you know, how we're going to pay for it on our bill, we're going to pay for it with the pollution, and then we're going to be paying for it with our water.
Yeah. So I know that companies like Meta have disclosed, obviously, water is a very key resource used in operating these data centers, and a large one researchers say can gobble up anywhere between 1 and 5 million gallons of water a day. And that's as much as a town of up to 50,000 people. So are there any other water conservation issues that you want to discuss here?
I mean, yeah, you hit it on the nose. It's a lot of water that is a part of this. I know our lead volunteer, Ann Bennett, is really our residential expert on data centers. She is so smart about all of this. And I remember when we first started working on data centers, Ann was like, listen, I know we're freaking out about the energy because it really is an energy crisis. I mean, we do not have enough energy to power these things in Virginia as they are developed right now. But Ann the whole time was like, Paige, I got to tell you, this water thing is what's going to come out to be the biggest issue. And I kind of looked at her like, I don't know, maybe. I didn't fully understand the details. As we've, you know, year later, I'm like, Ann, you were so right, because it is the largest resource that they're going to need to, I mean, besides the energy piece, that they're going to need to pull from. The problem is that with climate change, we're going to see more drought. In Virginia, we are going to see more drought. And if we are proposing these data centers that are going to be pulling more and more water from our water resources, we're going to run into a crisis there too. It's going to be a water crisis in Virginia. And it's something that nobody is really paying attention to or taking seriously, because we don't have these safeguards in place. We don't have water protections in place when we look at the development of data centers. They haven't had to go through the same vetting that other development projects have because of the way that they were fast-tracked across our entire state. And it's definitely going to come back, and we're going to act surprised like, oh no, how did we not see this coming? And then all of us are going to be like, yeah, we rang that alarm however long ago. It's just so interesting because this past session, we had an opportunity to pass this, the lawmaking session. I mean, we had so many opportunities to pass. I don't know if any of them really had to do with water generally, but we had bills that had safeguards in place for data centers so that they couldn't just bypass and not have safeguards in place for people. None of them passed except for one study that's going to study the impacts of data centers. So that was pretty disappointing.
That's helpful.
Yeah. We were all like, so we're kind of screwed here. Guess we'll go back to the drawing board. But next year we're going to get them. But yeah, this year we just didn't, you know, I think that the conversation just, it wasn't there yet on the public platform about data centers before the lawmaking session. And now I think it is reaching that point. And it's just the timing was just off. I wish I could go back in time, but it is what it is. But yeah, hopefully next year we'll get some safeguards in place for people with data center development, because it just was not taken seriously at the General Assembly session where the laws are made that during this session. So we'll see.
Well, let's talk about how folks can get more involved. I mean, so Northern Virginia is obviously grappling with the environmental effects currently. And so there's an upcoming comment period. Now, tell us if it's just focused on folks in Northern Virginia, what that comment period deadline is, and just how people can get more involved.
I have had my head in the sand with the Louisa County data center that's being proposed. They had a meeting. They're having a meeting. It's, I think, either the end of this week or next week. There's also one in Henrico, and they're having a meeting for that one, I believe, next week as well. The Board of Supervisors is. So yes, Loudoun one's super important too. There are meetings happening across the state. And I guarantee you, if it's not in your locality now, it will be in your locality down the line. And what we've seen happen over and over again is that these data center developments, they're very, very sneaky, and they'll be having behind closed door conversations. And then all of a sudden there will be a locality meeting about a data center that you have never heard of. And it will be very clear that the conversations have been happening behind closed doors at that meeting. So I think the most important thing, and the most important way to get involved and really do something about these things, and I really do think we have a fighting chance here, because now we're paying attention. We weren't paying attention. I think that's how we got here. Now we're paying attention. I think we have a fighting chance, because when you show up to these meetings at your locality and you send a comment, whatever it might be, to your Board of Supervisors, and you say no, or you say, We will not let this approve until there are protections for people, for our water, and for our environment. Your board of supervisors has to listen to you. Whether they vote in our favor or not, we always hope that they will, and sometimes they do. So when we have, especially when we have people show up in high numbers, that impacts your decision makers. They want your vote. They want your support. They also signed up for this to, you know, at the heart of it, to be there for you and to air your concerns to the people who are trying to develop in your area. And if they know that their constituents don't approve of it, hopefully they will listen and also not approve of it. So that's what we can do, is really just show up in high numbers across our state, because we're going to continue to see these things pop up. And where it really, really matters, where the fight, I think, is going to be the most important and is the most important over and over again, is going to be at that local level with the Board of Supervisors, just letting them know that we are aware and that these are not the wonderful revenue sources that they are making themselves out to be. There are hidden costs that we're aware of.
Well, and yeah, thanks for calling out Board of Supervisors and local level. I mean, I know that, you know, organizations like both of ours, we engage state agencies, but that local level is really important, especially if you're trying to find somewhere to plug yourself in. I mean, you care about your local environment and local water. And so I really, Paige, thank you so much for joining the podcast. I mean, I feel like I've learned a lot in how, like I said, while Virginia doesn't work on this stuff, I mean, it's super related to our work. And so Thanks so much for joining today. I did, before we close off, wanted to talk about y'all's podcast.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a podcast. It's How About We Don't, the Pollution Solution Show. It is my manager and I. We are both in the comms, the communications department of the Sierra Club Virginia chapter. So we sit and we kind of just go over, we do like a positive event that's going on, a negative that we have to talk about. We do a segment where we define environmental terms that are used often in our circles, but most people don't know what we're talking about. Like, I think last week we did decarbonization. And we just broke that down and defined it in very simple terms. And yeah, it's a fun podcast. We try to make it fun. It's very conversational and we go over some really important issues. It's just a great way to get a pulse on what's going on in the environment in a way that we really, really do our best to make it so that if you are new to the environmental world, or maybe you just want to learn about what's going on with, you know, our state, water, air, whatever it might be, we want it to be approachable for everybody. So we really try to speak in that way, try to make it entertaining. It's a lot of banter. It's a good time. So yeah. How about Love we don't that. Pollution Solution Show.
Love that. And we'll be sure to link to that so everyone can go throw y'all a follow. And so Paige, thanks again for joining today. And so as data centers continue to expand to meet the increasing demand for cloud services, the energy consumption associated with these facilities is a really big concern. The power required to run and cool the servers often results in substantial greenhouse gas emissions and contributes to global warming. So we appreciate our partners at the Virginia Sierra Club chapter for doing this important work. And for more information on what we are doing to protect Virginia's water, air quality, and natural habitat, you can visit www.wildvirginia.org. This podcast is sponsored by Meadowlark Ridge Bed and Breakfast. Relax and reconnect in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley in one of their three luxurious rooms. Perfect for couples or small groups looking for a break in city life. The log house is set in the middle of the quiet meadows and lush forest, very near the National Forest. Book your stay in this lovely B&B by visiting meadowlarkridge.com.